friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
They lost their 11-year-old suddenly. Now strangers are making his dream come true. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After suddenly losing their 11-year-old son, the family of Matthew Gallagher is sending his ashes to space as a way of honoring the little boy's biggest dream. And it wouldn't have been possible without the kindness and generosity of strangers. No parent expects to be planning a funeral for their child, but U.S. Marines Scott Gallagher and his wife, Corey, found themselves doing just that when their 11-year-old son passed away unexpectedly. Honestly, it's been the most traumatic thing you can really ever experience. He was my first baby, the first one to make me a mom, Corey explained. Many remember this sweet boy for his contagious laugh and contagious smile, along with his natural ability to make friends easily. He didn't give you a choice if you wanted to be his friend. You were his friend, said his dad. So when 11-year-old Matthew Gallagher unexpectedly went home to be with the Lord, his family wanted to do something extraordinary to honor him, and sending his ashes to space seemed like an incredible way to do it. Matthew Gallagher loved space and technology. In fact, the little boy dreamed of one day becoming an astronaut, and he was ecstatic over the upcoming summer space camp session at the Kennedy Space Center. Tragically, Matthew's life ended before getting a chance to attend the camp. So as Scott and Corey researched ways to honor their space-loving son, they came across Celestius Memorial. Space Flights. The grieving parents learned they could be sending Matthew's ashes to space through the Destiny flight launch from Cape Canaveral in 2023. And it seemed perfect. What better way to honor their late son than to fill the biggest dream he had in life? Though Scott and Corey Gallagher were desperate to grant their son's last wish, the price tag is pretty steep. The flights start at $12,000. Anybody who loses a child would do anything to fulfill their dream, so we knew that we needed to do something space-related, Corey said of their desire to do this. And that's when the friends, family, and strangers from all over stepped in to help make sure this grieving family got to honor their son in the best way possible. Donations poured in, making Matthew and his parents' dream a reality. They will be sending his ashes to space. One of the things Matthew and his parents would say to each other was, "I love you to the moon and back." And this, combined with Matthew Gallagher's love of space, helped direct Scott and Corey as they planned his memorial. "We chose the Luna flight so that way, every time we look at the night sky and the moon, we will know Matthew is where he truly belongs," Corey explained. Hopefully, each time Matthew's loved ones look at the sky, they will be reminded that he is now safe in the arms of his loving Savior. Though his sudden departure from this life was unexpected, may his family take comfort in knowing they'll be reunited one day in heaven.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Kentucky woman becomes lottery winner and pays it forward in the best way. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. A woman lottery winner in Kentucky surprises others by paying it forward with her winnings. What a wonderful act of kindness. Crystal Dunn recently put down $20 on an online lottery game and won $146,351 in return. She is one lucky lady. But Crystal said that she didn't believe it at first until she got an email from Kentucky lottery officials confirming her win. It's a pretty exciting feeling. I never thought I would win something like this, but this goes to show it can happen, she said. After taxes, Crystal was able to collect $103,909.73, and what she did with her winnings was so sweet. Crystal went to her local grocery store and spent $2,000 on gift cards. Then she handed them out to strangers around the store. A few were taken back, thinking I was wanting something in return, Crystal said. But Crystal just wanted to share her good fortune with those around her. What an amazing way for this lucky woman to pay it forward. Crystal shared that she is planning on using the rest of her winnings on paying off bills and buying a new car. May this news story remind us that we are blessed to be a blessing. Thinking about ways that we can pour out to others and help people around us is really how we can be the hands and feet of Jesus. God bless Crystal for her generous heart and the way that she prioritized giving back when she was unexpectedly blessed herself.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.